We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Nun Sif Gimel Bezer Hashem. Hadavish Mevarch Lav La'Ochle L'Shtayse, the food that you're going to eat or drink or L'Rich by to smell or last by mitzvah to do a mitzvah. Tzarech Yishikach Yisrei Kodem Baruchah. Before we make the bracha, we should hold on to it B'Yad Yaminoi with a right hand. If you're wearing gloves, it's appropriate to take off the glove. If it's something that could be held in your hand, then you should hold it exactly in your hand. If you have to hold it with a piece of silverware, then it's understandable, but preferably not a knife. There's a machlokes, what should be done with somebody who's a lefty? Should he hold it in his right hand as well? That's what the Kabbalim say. Others say if he's a lefty, he should hold it in his left hand. If you have an ezer brachu tzorach, and pay it and know what bracha you're going to have to make. Kidei shiaskas Hashem, that you remember a Kodesh Baruch Hu she'ika bracha, which is the main part of the bracha. And yeda, he should know mashi yisayim vivarech, what he's going to be saying as the bracha. V'mlayochsa klal, if he didn't actually hold the food in his hand, asher hayu lefonov k'sheberech alav, it was in front of him when he made the bracha, yotza. Avlam, if it wasn't in front of him at all when he made the bracha, el shivir lo achkach, if it was brought afterwards, when he made the bracha, he was thinking about it. However, the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Prima Gadim says if he knows for certain that this food is being brought, even though it was the wrong thing to make the bracha without it being there, b'diavad he doesn't have to make another bracha. Sif dalad, not to be other pri la'achlei. The Tamri took a fruit in his hands to make a bracha on it. Ubarachalav, and he made the bracha. The Nafla Bayadin fell. The Neved, and it got ruined, or got lost, at Shein Roy Lachila, until it can't be, it's not edible. The Kainam Erech Kais Mashka, where you made a bracha on a cup of beverage. The Nishbach Kais, and it spilled. Im Yesh Lefon of Oid Meminzeb, if there's on the table, still from that food. The gam ha'isadat lechel alish the yosim mashlok biyadoi. It was intention that he wanted to eat more than what was in front, than what was in his hand. Or Darach Hashulchan says if it's most common that he eats more than what he does, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to say as long as it was on the table, that would be good enough. Imken ha'isad bracha gam anisher, then the bracha is on the other part that wasn't in your hand. Even what you had in your hand got ruined. So you don't have to make another bracha. Ava b'stam, missing these conditions. The bracha only works on what's in your hand. And therefore, you have to make another bracha. If it was your intention to eat or drink more, it wasn't there when you were about to eat. And now it was brought to you. Ava b'inyan, I feel b'inyan, if even in a situation, sh'ma'ichal sh'ayisus arishin, if you ate what you originally intended to eat, lo yayu tzarech levarech ozeh, you wouldn't have had to make another bracha for what was brought to you. Hachashani, because you didn't have the food that you wanted to make the bracha in your hand or in front of you when you made the bracha, and this other food wasn't available at that time. Sifhei, tzarech lo yafseg yayis mechtei dibur, one should not wait between bracha l'achila, between eating and the bracha, the amount of kedei achila, which is just a couple of seconds. Ve'tfila b'shas l'isa, even as you're chewing, asa l'hafsik, the food that you're chewing after you make a bracha, asa l'hafsik, you shouldn't do anything ad she'ivla until you swallow it. The l'isa, eina tzarech bracha, because the chewing is not what brings the bracha, the swallowing is what brings the bracha. However, and therefore the halacha is that one must be very careful about interruptions between bracha and eating. If you're eating bread, you should only cut yourself a slice after the bracha, not cut slices for everyone else until you after you chew and swallow. And the same, you shouldn't get up from your seat until after you chew and swallow. Of if somebody hears a bracha, there's a machloikis that are you able to answer amen? And the best is to at least swallow something to avoid this question. If somebody, however, is eating, is sucking a candy, so it's not expected to swallow the candy. As long as some of the taste of the candy goes into your body, you take into your mouth, you got the taste of the candy, that's the equivalent to swallowing the food. If one did stop between the bracha and the eating, and spoke about something that has nothing to do with the eating, one would have to make another bracha. And therefore, the halacha is certainly not speaking. Somebody should not do anything, not motion with his hand, not with his face, not, if he's waiting to make a bracha, hum a song. Everything should just be concentrating on the food. Aval im shabishtika, if you just remained quiet, and tzarech lachsel varach, you would not have to make another bracha. V'shiyah shil tzarech achila, stopping just, which is for the purpose of eating, loich shiva hefsek klal, is not considered a hefsek. V'ken kashroitz alacha pri godl, if you want to eat a large fruit, lachta menachatichas and cut pieces, yivarach kashroitz pri shalim, make the bracha when the fruit is whole, v'shun de mitzvah varach el shalim, it's always a mitzvah to make a bracha on a whole thing, v'shiyah loich have a hesek, that then the time that you're going to cut is not considered a hefsek, mishum shi'ilat tzarech achila. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if the fruit that you're going to eat is takes a lot of effort to cut, a watermelon or something that needs a lot of peeling, then that's considered before the hefsek, and it should be done before the bracha. Certainly, taking something out of packaging all should be done before the bracha. Pouring what you're going to drink into the cup should be done before the bracha. Ach, kishroitz lachal eza peri. If you want to eat a fruit, ve'en la yoser, and you have no more, v'yesh loch Hashem pri zeh mutla, and now you have to be concerned, maybe this fruit is wormy, which ain't a royal lochila, as we've learned, you may not eat. So there the halach is, if the chen of you is the chen, open the fruit first and examine it, if you can and may eat it, and all before the bracha, kanim ha-bracha. Sivav, hashoy samayim, somebody drinks water. V'shoyfech mat, kanim shtiyasoy, that those that have a minig, based on a Gemara Masechta Chulin, daf kuf heyom abeis, to pour out a little of the water that you're drinking. Some have this minig only by water. Some have the minig that only the person who's drinking should do it. And even the one that does it just has to pour out a drop, because they're concerned what's the status of this water. Yishbaich should pour off the water before he makes the bracha, not after bracha. It's embarrassing to the bracha. I made a bracha, now I pour it out, that I don't want to drink it. That's the wrong message. Sif Zayin. Hatoymus Atavshal. If somebody's tasting the food, if it needs more salt, it needs more seasoning, and then he expels it, that is not a situation for which a bracha has to be made. Aval and Balea, if you're indeed eating the food just to taste it, but you're swallowing the food, there's a question if you have to make a bracha under those circumstances, kiven shebelei, because at the end of the day you're swallowing the food, or maybe you don't have to make a bracha, kiven shein kavanos lachila. It's not your intention to eat that food. L'kein yizar, therefore you should be most careful shechaven lahenas mimenu, that you should want to benefit from it b'toras achila. That I want it to be more than just tasting, and then you won't have a question, vivarchalov, and you will make a bracha. Sivches. Ha'ichal sh'aisal refuah. Somebody eats or drinks for health purposes. Im hudavim mutam, if it's something which is tasty, v'nenim menim you enjoy, vivarchalov v'fan of achrov, bracha iruila, you make the proper bracha. Afilo davar isser, even if it's a davar isser, kivin sh'atayri etir layata, even though it's something not kosher, but the Torah told you you're allowed to eat it, tzar chulavarchalov, you make a bracha. However, if hum davar mar, if it's something which is bitter, shena nenim menu, that you don't enjoy, enim avarchalov, you don't make a bracha on it. And therefore, if you don't make a bracha on any medicine, and even the water that you drink to help the medicine, the pill, go down, you don't make a bracha because you're not drinking it because you want to drink. And the same if you, let's say, mix a medicine and applesauce or whatever to help you eat it, you're not really interested in eating applesauce, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Hashoisa be'chayiv, somebody swallows a raw egg, letzach the koyler, to make his voice better. Afsh ena menem betama, you don't enjoy the taste. Nenem mezoina, it does give nourishment. The meza zayin, umavarchalov. But the Paiskim say that it would be best to mix something good tasting into a raw egg to avoid any shilas. Sif test, nichnas lo yidav begroin, if something got stuck in your throat, v'shoy samashkin and you drink, oichol chatichas pas, or eat a piece of bread, levoloi, to swallow it, or shodav v'shodanamanim, or anything else that you enjoy, tzorach lefar lefar of lacher, you have to make a bracha before and after. Avalim shoy samayin, if somebody just drinks water, shaloi letzemen, not because he's thirsty, to help him swallow or to clear his throat, or not for eating, but that is a halacha only by water. Certainly any juice or soda, you would have to make a bracha under all circumstances. And the Paiskim say even seltzer, unflavored seltzer, also whenever you drink, you should make a bracha. People don't drink water. You don't make a bracha only when you're thirsty. But that's strictly a halacha by water. Sif yud. Somebody put food into his mouth, beloy bracha. Imu davar. If it's a food, sh'afri militenu, if you will expel it, lo yinimus, it won't become repulsive. Yaflita l'toich yadai. Expel it into your hand. V'yivarachalav, and then make a bracha. V'yiloy yivarachalav b'oid b'fiv. Don't make a bracha when the food is in your mouth. Meshum d'ksir yomolei pi t'ilasecha. And that's halacha by every bracha. When it comes to an amen, it's best that your mouth should not have anything in it when you say an amen. But if there is food in it, it's acceptable. Vim hudavishem yiflita yinemus. But if it's a food that if you will eat it, it will become repulsive. Kivin d'asur lavan oichlim. Since the halacha is we're not allowed to cause food to become inedible. Move it into your mouth on one side, mevarchalav. However, if it happened with a drink, you can't do that with a drink, to move it to one side. If you still have left from that beverage, what you have in your mouth, expel to waste. But if you don't have any more, and you need to drink what you have in your mouth, make a bracha rishona afterwards, which is a very bechidish, that you're going to make a bracha rishona even though you're not going to be eating anything after that. But this is the opinion of the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch says that you never make a bracha after you eat and when you're not going to eat afterwards. And therefore, to follow the opinion of the Ravid, try to get some other food. The Kivin Daniska Ba'od B'Fiv, the Ravid's opinion is, since you remember that you had to make this bracha when the food was still in your mouth, it's considered as if you're making the bracha before you ate it. Ava bracha, in such a case, bracha achron lo yivarech. Achum muyayin, if what you drank was wine, v'shasa revius, and you drank a whole revius of wine, but you didn't make the bracha rishona until afterwards, not only will you make a bracha rishona afterwards, but yivarech and bracha achron, you'll make a bracha achron afterwards as well.